You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show as I come to you from Florence, Alabama. My friend Kathy Pendergrass with TNT Fireworks invited me to come to speak to Joe Helen Patrick as we talk about the Alabama Kidney Walk and Celebration. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Joe Helen.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you being here.
Great turnout tonight.
Oh, absolutely. We're so pleased. It's a beautiful night, and, you know, we've been here about 3 years now, so I think people are starting to, you know, recognize our name and understand the cause that we're trying to support, so we appreciate it.
And you had some people speaking
at the beginning. Who were those folks?
We did. We had Mayor Betterton come out and read a proclamation for World Kidney Day, and our chairman, our 2023 chairman for the Shoals area, Tommy Glasgow of TNT Fireworks. And then we had Anna Grace Von Bruin from Snuggly Doodles. She's our patient chair, and she shared about her journey with kidney disease and her transplant story.
I was glad to see Matt and Dawn Beresford here because I covered them when he was needing a kidney donor.
Yes.
And, of course, TNT Fireworks had supported their effort to try to help find him a donor and support the family during his struggle.
That's right, and such a great story. So they were out at our walk last year, and, you know, he looks totally different today.
Sure does. Yep. Mm-hmm. I told him it was a great change that I saw between him sitting on the golf cart as I was talking to him and today him standing upright and looks so good.
Yeah, that's so amazing. We need more donors. You know, we need more organ donors, but about 86% of people waiting on an organ are waiting on a kidney.
And if people could see an example like Matt and see the difference that it makes if they're willing to donate a kidney, if they're in a condition to do that, then maybe that might inspire them or encourage them to make that difference.
Yes. Part of our mission is supporting, you know, organ donation awareness. And so we partner a lot with Legacy of Hope. We have them at every event that we have, every walk. And so we really encourage people to go over and speak to them while they're at our walk and hopefully sign up to become a donor if they can.
What's your background, Jo Helen?
Well, I am from the Shoals area. I'm a former kidney patient myself. I had kidney disease in my teens. And so I'm just very fortunate to be here with you today. And I recall how difficult it was for me. I was fortunate that I had a support system and my mom took care of everything. So I didn't have to worry about working and didn't have to worry about going, you know, having the energy to get up and take myself to work or take kids to school or cook for a family or pay the bills. I just got taken care of.
So you were dealing with this as a teenager.
Yes.
And when did you receive a donation?
Thankfully, I didn't require a kidney. I did dialysis briefly because I had damage and scarring to my kidney, but I did have a major reconstructive bladder surgery, and that was probably my 17th, 18th year. And a few years after that, I just was not having any issues. It was a long journey, but it was worth it.
But it was so impactful that it led you to where you are today.
It did. I started as a volunteer with the Alabama Kidney Foundation, and now I'm the North Alabama Regional Director. So it meant that much to me to give my time back to help others.
We were talking inside about needing a chair for the Huntsville area. You've had success finding chairs for different areas in North Alabama, and Huntsville's one that's a little more difficult?
Yeah, I think Huntsville's growing so fast and it's so big and it's an amazing area, and usually our chairs are invited. It's an invitation only from our board members and past chairmen, and we have had some luck with folks that want to do it the following year, and just life circumstances they weren't able to do it this year. So time was upon us and we just really need to start get going with the fundraising efforts, but we would love anyone that has a background or an interest in helping this cause to give us a call.
What's exciting about this year, maybe compared to other years, is moving forward? Because you always want to be very progressive and have something that maybe this year is different from other years.
I'm so glad you asked that, because this year we are launching our first ever early education coloring book, Katie Gets a Kidney. And that was created right here in North Alabama. We're able to educate children now. We've never actually reached that audience. We've always provided education to patients or the general public, but never children. So we're really trying to reduce the number of people with kidney disease.
Where did the idea come from for this coloring book or this children's book?
Yeah, so I was sitting in a meeting with our past chairman, Terry Anderson, and he said, "Why aren't we in schools getting to these children?" And I said, "I like the way you think." So we worked together with the committee, and we had a nephrologist from this area, Florence City school educators. We actually had a high school co-author, the high school student co-authored the coloring book. We had social workers from the dialysis clinics. It really was a group effort, and we collaborated with UAB Transplant and Legacy of Hope. And the artist was from Huntsville. So and it was all sponsored by Whitman Publishing. We wouldn't have been able to do it without all of those great people coming together. And the educator said, you know, it would be great to have a fun story. So it's narrated by two dogs. So it's not just, you know, information like, oh, don't do this, do this. So we thought children, it would have a longer shelf life and kids would actually want to pick it up and read it.
Yes.
You know, if it had a storyline to it. So it's two dogs telling the story about Katie as their owner. and how she gets kidney disease. And thankfully, she gets a kidney transplant in the end.
Oh. So, yeah. And you mentioned Terry Anderson, yes. owner of TNT Fireworks, and it's a personal issue for them.
Yes.
I believe because his mom.
That's right.
Battled kidney disease.
She did, yes. Hilda B. Anderson, she sure did. Our very first, he was chairman back in 2021, and we had the Walk of Champions in her honor that year. And Mr. Anderson Sr. is on our board. So they are very familiar with it and very passionate about it, and they are phenomenal supporters.
And that helps tremendously in the community as we start to grow this effort.
It does.
That somebody has a passion for it, whether it's the Beresfords or some other family that's been affected, that they say, look, we know what it's like to go through this, and we want to now be a vehicle to help others.
That's right. And that's what it takes. It just takes somebody saying, we want to help, you know, we want to participate. And then it grows from there. Look at us now. Look at tonight.
Yes.
That awesome outpouring of support. And you know, a few years ago, we're knocking on doors and people were saying, who now? Who's the Alabama Kidney Foundation? And so we still have our work cut out for us, but we've been around since 1975.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a very long time.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, we've been servicing Alabama, the whole state, for that long, but we haven't always had regional, like, walks. We're starting to branch out a little bit more. So that's good news, that we're reaching more smaller communities and getting down into letting them hear about who we are, what we do, and what the issues are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what are some of the issues, just for listeners right now, maybe a top two or three that they could look into themselves?
I'm so glad you said that, because the top two leading causes of chronic kidney disease is diabetes and high blood pressure. So if you have a history of those in your family, then you need to speak to your doctor. You need to be having annual checkups to make sure that doesn't progress into kidney disease. And we're first in the nation for kidney failure. And that says something about the number of people that are dealing with kidney disease and that are going to dialysis. So I want folks to really understand that if they have those comorbid conditions, diabetes and high blood pressure, to really speak to their physicians about having two simple tests done. You just have a urine test done and a blood test done, and they can check and keep an eye on those numbers and then make a plan if they start to see anything, decline.
I've noticed in my 40s,
yep.
I didn't have too many problems in my 30s. In my 40s, you start to hear the doctor say, Mark, you might want to watch this and watch that, and you might be pre-diabetic. And those types of things mm-hmm. start to come on the radar, and it's concerning sure. as we get older. And that's definitely something we need to be going and getting checkups and making sure that we are staying as healthy as possible. I noticed two guys that are quite a bit older than me as I was walking up, that they were jogging.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I thought, wow, they can out-jog me, and they're probably 30 years older. But they were running out here on the sidewalk. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well,
keeping ourselves healthy.
Yes, keeping your – and that's one reason we have the walk. You know, you can come out and you don't have to walk. You don't have to walk a certain amount of steps or raise money per lap or mile or anything. We just encourage you to walk, because it's so good for your body. It's a simple exercise that most of us can do.
Yes.
And then, you know, it helps with all those other things that many of the dialysis patients are battling. I think 44% of them have diabetes, and 60-something percent of them have hypertension, or high blood pressure. So, and then age 65 or older can be a risk factor also. And then, like you said, staying healthy, limiting our salt intake, you know, watching how much salt we put on our food, it will help too.
Let's talk about how people can connect with the Alabama Kidney Foundation.
Sure. So we have walks all across the state. So if they want to participate in one of the walks, they can go to alkidney.org. Or if you're in the Shoals, it's the shoalskidneywalk.org. And it goes the same way for every city. So birminghamkidneywalk.org or huntsvillekidneywalk.org. And we need volunteers, we need teams, and we need sponsors. And it is a free event. And we have fun children's activities at every walk. And we have great educational resources for the public. So UAB Transplant is always there. It's a very popular table to visit. We have our clinics come out. United Way will be there, other nonprofits as well. We partner with them. And we think that's really important, because there's other services that our patients need that we don't provide. And I call them my cousins. Other nonprofits are my cousins.
And the walk is May the 6th?
It is, in the Shoals. It's May 6th, from 9 to 11. If you haven't registered online, online at the shoalskidneywalk.org, then you can do that a little bit earlier that morning. But from 9 to 11 at River Heritage Park in Florence, Alabama.
Excellent. And again, the website for those who want to connect through the Alabama Kidney Foundation.
AlabamaKidney.org.
AlabamaKidney.org.
Yes.
JoHelen, it's a real pleasure to have
you here
on the Mark White Show today.
So great to meet you. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for joining us.
Glad I could, and we want to encourage people to be a part of the walk on May the 6th. Glad we could come down here to Florence, Alabama today on location and talk about the Alabama Kidney Foundation. I hope that you'll check it out and find out more about it and get your health checked. Make sure that you're going to the doctor and getting those things that JoHelen described checked on so that you make sure you're in good shape and you don't have kidney disease, and stay away from that. If we're diabetic or we have high blood pressure and these other things, maybe work on those things, get out and walk and improve ourselves so that we can some of the things we can reverse. So that's good news.
That's true.
Excellent.
Thank
folks,
you.
You've been joining me from Florence, Alabama, and when we come back, I'll be speaking with a very special lady about her nephew. He was in an accident on Friday. We're going to talk to Crystal Aldridge, and we're going to talk about my buddy Trace, who works at Cajun Connection in Winfield. He was in a very bad accident, and we're going to talk about how you can support that effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little laugh, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we try to help our friend Trace McGue, who works for Cajun Connection. He's been a friend for a while now, as he served a lot of very special people in the community, and they love him as well. He's a special guy. And I have with me on the line his aunt, Crystal Aldridge, to share about a special fundraiser and talk about Trace and his current condition. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Crystal Aldridge.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
He's a special guy, isn't he?
Yes, very. Yes.
He's going through a lot right now. Tell listeners what's happening with Trace at this point.
Well, what happened on Friday night, he was taking a friend home, and he swerved to miss two deer, and they wrecked. And they're actually, it was around midnight or so, and there actually was someone behind them because he was coming home from work, so he luckily was there and saw them wreck. And their car flipped several times and hit a tree. He was thrown from the vehicle about 75 feet. And then his passenger, she was in the vehicle, but they were able to get her out. And she's doing pretty well right now. I think she might probably get to go home today. But Trace, the main concern at first was his spleen. He had a bleed, and the doctors were able to do a procedure, which is a rather new procedure. They went in and put a plug, and so far that is working, and they have that under control. And then the next thing was his neck, the vertebrae in his neck. So what it is he's on a ventilator right now, and the vertebrae in his neck is between his shoulders. And the doctor said the outer layer that protects the spinal cord was shattered on the front side, but intact on the back, which that saved him from paralysis. The front shattered part, they repaired last night in surgery to the best of his ability. He used multiple techniques, and he said he performed the surgery several times, and that part went as well as expected, and he was very satisfied with that part of it. But he does have a fluid leak, and so the way he described it is there's like a balloon, the way to describe it, like kind of like a water balloon, and then once it's ruptured, it's just you can't really put it back together. So they had to go in and put a tube in his head so the fluid wouldn't leak into his brain or anything. Because he did have a brain bleed at the beginning, but as of yesterday, the CT scan showed that it had clotted, which is an answer to one of our prayers. But they said they're going to have to watch very closely now. That's why they had to put the tube in, so that there's no pressure on his brain. The leak itself means he will be in the ICU at least one more week. And he does have to have more surgeries, which he has a broken femur, his pelvic bone is broke on both sides, and they are not going to do that surgery today. They had thought about it, but after the surgery yesterday, they want his body to rest and to make sure he's completely stable. So, and he's resting today. They've got him pretty heavily sedated, but as of right now, he's stable. But just a little, I guess, backstory about Trace. He works at Cajun Connection. He's worked at Pizza Bar. He also works through another thing. He's always had two jobs. He's such a hard worker. He's just, like I told him yesterday, he could hear us. He would squeeze my hand. He would cry. I would say, Trace, you don't realize how many people know you and love you. So, but he knows that everybody's praying for him. We've told him. He'll squeeze our hand. He'll cry. The tears will just, you know, come down his cheeks. But we appreciate all the prayers. Everybody praying. They're working. It's just going to be a long, long road ahead of him.
I know Bill and Lisa Tilly think the world of Trace. And yes. Like you say, so many people in the community know him because he is such a hard worker, and they've seen him in the community, and he means a lot to them.
Yes, sir. And he means a lot to our family. I did set up a GoFundMe on Facebook, and I know some people might not be comfortable with that. He does have an account at State Bank and Trust if anybody wanted to donate. And we just haven't had the chance to set up accounts there, but I think my mom's going to when she can. But he does have an account there. And I know Lisa and Bill are going to set up something at the restaurant. So
State Bank and Trust is where people can go eventually to if they can't or don't want to contribute to the GoFundMe?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. He has an account there, and everybody there knows him. So if you went in and said, I want to put this in Trace McGee's, they would know what to do with it.
Obviously, we're praying for Trace and his recovery and the medical team that's working on him. It's such a serious accident that he had. And we're thankful that the young lady who was with him is recovering, and hopefully she'll be able to go home. But here we are with Trace a long road ahead of him, and it looks like he'll be out of work for several months. And so it's so important, people who care about him and want to support him during this time, to support this GoFundMe that you've organized, Crystal.
Yes, and he purchased his home at 22 this time last year. He was so proud, and I'm so proud of him. So, you know, we just don't want him to worry about, you know, his house. And he has three golden doodles. Everybody knows this golden doodle, so we've got to make sure and take good care of his dogs or his babies. And just, he's always been such a giving person, and he's had such a good heart. So we just want him to focus on getting better.
Exactly. And people can go to the GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com, and they can search medical and bills for Trace McGue. McGue is spelled M-C-G-O-U-G-H, Trace, T-R-A-C-E, medical and bills for Trace McGue. And Crystal, I appreciate you and the support of your family for Trace. And I know your love for him is very deep. And you mentioned he's one of your babies. And so I know this is just such a critical time for this family right now. And you are in our prayers as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you for caring about him. And just thank you.
He's our buddy. Well, we hope we can get to see him before too long, and I hope his recovery continues. And like I said, the medical team, so important there at UAB, and we appreciate their work as well, getting our buddy back on his feet.
And the main thing, we just want everybody to keep praying for him. That's what we want, you know, just prayers.
Absolutely. Crystal Aldridge, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show to share about our buddy Trace.
Thank you, sir.
Folks, we appreciate Crystal Aldridge, and again, I want you to go to GoFundMe.com and search medical and bills for Trace McGue and support this effort. Our buddy from Cajun Connection, just a great guy, and we hope that you'll support him. And as Crystal said, keep him and the family in your prayers during this time. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know what we're trying to do in our communities around the country and the world to make a difference. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by? Who live and love in my hometown? These are my kind of people.